of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I have a question for you, and this is one that causes great debate, and I want to find out how you feel about it. Is it okay and safe for a 9-year-old to travel to school alone? When we were growing up, it was fairly standard. I know when I was a kid, now our primary school was maybe 10 minutes walk from the house, but we went to school on our own. It's never a big deal. As soon as you were old enough to walk, basically, you were sent to school alone. Well, there was no such thing as being dropped to the school gate in your parents' car, when I was a kid anyway. You made your own way there, whether by bus or by bike. But that all changed in the last 20 years, with children being wrapped up in cotton wool and dropped everywhere. But is it safe for a 9-year-old to travel on a bus alone to school? Well, a mother from the Loughlinstown Ballybrack area has contacted us over the negative feedback she's received after she admitted on social media that her 9-year-old daughter goes to school alone on the bus to Bray. Jackie is the mother's name, and here is what she said in her email. And I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. I got a lot of backlash over this, and I couldn't believe it. I live in the Loughlinstown Ballybrack area with my daughter, who is 9. She goes to school in Bray and gets the bus alone in the mornings and on the way home. The bus stop for the 45A is 5 minutes walk from our house, and the bus leaves her right outside her school. I mentioned this on my Facebook last week, and loads of parents were giving me abuse, saying that I'm a bad parent and that my daughter is in danger and that I should be going with her. I wanted to give her independence like I had. She loves getting the bus on her own, and all these do-gooders are telling me I'm wrong and that she'll be abducted and must be terrified going to school alone. It's madness. Might make a good discussion. I can't be the only parent who does this. Okay, so that's from Jackie. So Jackie's daughter walks the 5 minutes to the bus stop, where she gets the 45A from Ballybrack to Bray. I'm not sure what school in Bray she goes to, but apparently it is right beside the bus stop. The school is. So the bus stops right outside her school. And she gets off the bus and in she goes into school. So she's walking 5 minutes. Then she goes to the bus stop and then she gets the bus. She's 9 years of age, and Jackie's getting an awful stick over this for allowing her 9-year-old to go to school on her own. I would love to hear from you on 6797981. As I said, when we were kids, it was fairly standard to go to school, maybe not at 5, but certainly at 7 and 8 and 9. Now, our school, as I said, was only, but it was actually a longer walk than this young girl is doing. It was about a 10-minute walk from our house. And, yeah, we just walked to school. That's what you did. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Bobby, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Bobby?
Not too bad, myself, sir.
Good, thanks, Bobby. Is this lady being irresponsible?
No, she's a 9-year-old today are well-tuned in compared to when we were 8 or 9. I mean, even when I was 6, I'd say I was going to school practically on my own, or maybe my brother was within a year older than me. But I mean, if he was sick or if I was sick, we just made our own way, and we went from Cabra to Fisborough, which is probably a 3/4 of an hour walk.
Oh, right, from Cabra to Fisborough, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you walked to school?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you'd always meet your mates, you'd meet somebody, you'd always met somebody going, do you know what I mean? Mm. We weren't the only ones going on our own, like, you'd always met somebody, you know.
Now, some people, in fact, the next caller I'm going to go to says times have changed, that the world is much more dangerous now. Do you agree with that?
Well, with the internet and all that, maybe. But I mean, at the same time, the same dangers were there too. Like, I mean, because I remember actually my first year in, we'd say, tech, I was probably about 12 or 11 or 12 when you go to tech first. And I used to get the bus, I ended up cycling because some fella approached me on the bus, asked me to go take pictures, and I said, hey, good luck. No, thanks.
Right. You know? So that was when you were younger.
Yeah, yeah, and that wasn't today or yesterday.
No, and the point being, I have to say, I firmly believe that the world is no more dangerous now than it ever was.
No, but like I said, with the internet, the kids have a lot more access to different things.
And yeah, but that's different to walking to school. You know, when people talk about it being more dangerous, does that mean there's more people robbing children, or...?
No, no. I mean, when was the last time a child was abducted in this country?
And it's an argument I often have about whether or not it is more dangerous now. But we'll stay there for a second, because, Glenn, you do believe that times have changed, that the world is a more dangerous place.
100%, yeah.
In what way?
Definitely. Just look at all the amount of pedophiles that are out there nowadays, you know?
Well, you don't think we had them years ago, do you not?
We probably have, but like...
There's no probably about it, Clem. We did.
We probably did, yeah, but they weren't as in your faces today, you know?
Meaning what? I don't even know what that means. There is in your faces.
Well, we never really heard about them back in the day. Like, I didn't know what a paedophile was at 9 years of age.
But isn't that exactly the point? That we now at least know what they are. We know they exist. Years ago, they still existed. We just didn't know about them.
Well, I have a 9-year-old and he certainly doesn't know what a paedophile means, you know?
Okay, but does your 9-year-old go to school on his own or her own?
No, definitely not, no.
No?
No.
Is he dropped to school?
Yeah.
And do you ever see a day that he'll be allowed to go to school on his own?
Oh, of course. Well, obviously, yeah. But just not 9 years of age, no.
And what were you... When you were 9, were you brought to school?
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, your 9-year-old... How far away is school for your 9-year-old?
Oh, it'd be a 20-minute walk if he was walking, like, you know.
About a 20-minute walk. And the reason you don't allow him to walk... is because what? What are you afraid of?
Because the abductions, the attempted abductions that's going on at the moment.
But where are all these? Where are all these abductions?
Well, there was two in Temple Oak there a while ago, you know.
Two abductions?
Attempted abductions, you know.
Yeah. And when was the last time a child was actually successfully abducted?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
That's the point. That's the point. These attempted abductions... I believe are mostly rubbish, that there is no such thing. There was nobody out trying to rob a child. And I've always argued this, Glenn, if there is somebody driving around in a white van trying to rob children, they're very unsuccessful. They're brutal at it, because otherwise they'd have gotten a child. So you think that... So what age do you think you would allow your child to go to school on his own?
Probably 14, I'd say, you know.
13?
Yeah.
Okay, now this lady was describing to us how her daughter walks 5 minutes to the bus stop, gets the 45A bus out to Bray, and the bus stops right outside her school. Do you see any problem with that? The child is 9.
He's on his own. He goes to the bus on his own.
She does, yes.
She does, and there's no other friends or anything with her.
She doesn't actually say it in her message. I don't know is the honest answer to that. But she does say in the message that her daughter travels on her own. So she walks the 5 minutes to the bus stop, she gets on the 45A, and she goes to Bray, and the bus stops right outside her school.
No, not a chance of her having it now, especially a girl as well, like, you know.
What's the risk?
I'm going to go back to it again, you know. The amount of, I know those paedophiles you're saying, is paedophiles back in the day, and there isn't much as in your face as they are today, you know, like... I don't know anything about Arbor Hill, but I imagine it wasn't as full as it was back in as it was back in the day, you know.
Paedophiles is a new invention, is it?
Not a new invention. No, of course not. No, don't be silly. But the Midlands is open now as well. There's part of the Midlands for them as well now. That was never like there was never two prisons for paedophiles or rapists.
We're just more successful in catching them.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Glenn. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877-989898. Is there anything wrong in what Jackie is doing with her 9-year-old daughter? Now, I understand that this has only started since Christmas, so this is how it's become an issue. So her 9-year-old walks the 5-minute walk. They live in the Loughlin St. Ballybrack area. She walks the 5-minute walk to the bus stop. She gets on the 45A bus and she goes to Bray, where the bus stops right outside her school. And in she goes to school. A lot of people saying the world is a more dangerous place now, that she shouldn't be taking risks like that. Tracy, you believe that this mother should be ashamed of herself.
Absolutely ashamed of herself. I cannot believe this is even a conversation, you know, that a mother is letting a 9-year-old get on, walk to the bus stop. It's not even that she's accompanying her to the bus stop and that there's somebody on the other end taking her off. But
no, she did say that the bus stop's right outside her school at the other end.
Yeah, but still though, absolutely. I couldn't sleep. When my daughter walks to her friend's house, now I have four children and the youngest is 10. So I'm not one of these snowflake parents, you know. You know, I think kids do need to learn, you know, how to be independent and get buses and stuff like that. Not at 9. Absolutely not at 9. I mean, I think when my kids made their confirmation, that was their first time that I let them get on a bus with their friends. And they went to into Liffey Valley shopping centre there.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to cinema and they got McDonald's. And that was their first bit of independence. And for me, geez, I was in a sweat. And from then, it kind of built, but not at 9. I mean, my 10-year-old little girl, she's not streetwise. You know, they're not. They're kids. They're babies nearly at that age. I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I think that's almost child neglect, letting a 9-year-old get on a bus like that. Just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think there's many other mothers of a 9-year-old girl.
Well, so where do you draw the line? I know when I was 9, we walked to school on our own, and it was...
Me too.
So what's the difference?
Well, there's a big difference in walking 5 minutes across the road than getting on a bus. I think it's the bus thing for me. It's huge.
But sorry, this child is only walking 5 minutes to the bus stop.
But it's a bus. You know,
what's going to happen on a bus?
It's just not safe. It's too much travelling for a child. It's too much independence. I think my kid now lives 5 minutes across from school. And as I said, she's 10. She will not walk to school on her own. Not a hope in hell will she walk to school on her
she
own.
She won't walk. You won't let her or she won't do it?
I wouldn't let her. I wouldn't let her. And, you know, I don't think she'd even want to.
So hang on. So your 10-year-old school is a 5-minute walk from your house.
Yeah.
And you don't let her go on her own?
No.
Now, do you walk with her or do you drive her or what?
Well, we do school trips with parents. So I might walk one day because I'm working as well. So say 2 days a week, actually, I do take the kids. And then the other 3 days, other parents do take the kids. And we all feel the same. None of us want our kids walking alone. I mean, it takes absolutely nothing for one of us
But what's the difference, Tracy, with your 9-year-old or 10-year-old doing it and you when you were 10? What's the difference?
I know we're all going to say it's a different world now. I mean, when I was 10, that was 32 years ago. And it was a different world.
In what way?
It was a different world. It was a safer world. I know those paedophiles. I was attempted abduction when I was a child. And it was a big thing at the time. It was on the news and everything. But, I know it's just different.
Describe that to me. What happened when you were a child?
When I was a child, myself and my friend were going to one of these sweet shops. You know, the van sweet shops. There used to be a lot of them years ago. And we were walking back from the shop, and one of the girls, older girls that lived down the road from us, had said to us, "Don't go near that car down there. That man's acting very strange." Now, there was a group of them, there was about 6 or 7 of them. Anyway, he follows up the car really slowly to myself and my friend, and he asks us, did we want to see his puppy? And we were like, no. I'm not sure whether we would have said yes, only for the girls had told us to stay away from him. But anyway, he got the puppy. He grabbed my friend by the hair and started trying to drag her in the car. So I had dragged her away and we ran into the field. He drove into the field after us. He chases around trees and stuff. And then we got into another part of the field where there was railings and he gave up there. I think he probably knew if he got out and started running that, you know, he either would have been faster than him or, you know, he'd have got caught. But
right, so this is when you were a child.
Yeah.
And the point that I keep making is I genuinely don't believe that the world is any more dangerous now than it was when you were a child.
Yeah, and my mother after that, she wouldn't let me walk to school ever again. You know, she got up every morning before she went to work and she brought us to school. And she said, I've been warned. I've learned my lessons. And my children will not
all right,
be that.
Stay there for 1 second, Tracy. Tom, why are you annoyed by this conversation?
Because it's a load of crap and she doesn't know what she's talking about. You have to give a child self-confidence. And that's the way it grew up. I walked 4.5 miles to school, and so did girls. And you'd see them all maybe 300 or 400 yards ahead of you walking on their own. And walk 4.5 miles back. We had no cars. The mother had no car. The father had no car at that time. And I'm not saying that they walked with us either. We were well able to do it on our own. We actually used to go in. We used to go in. No, not groups. On our own. And we used to even go into the farmer's field on the way home and tend turnips and get a few bob on the way home.
Do you think we're wrapping our kids in cotton wool here? That we're not giving them independence?
You're not giving them any self-confidence.
Tracy a moment ago said that the mother who sent us this message should be ashamed of herself to allow her 9-year-old walk to the bus stop, hop on the bus and get off the bus and go straight into school.
I say fair play to her for letting her daughter go to school on her own. It's only 5 minutes to the bus and take it across the road. Not at all. She's dead right to give the young one a bit of self-confidence and look after herself.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Tom, because an awful lot of people disagree. They think you are taking a totally unnecessary risk by allowing your child to walk to school alone. You heard Tracy saying her child's school is only a couple of minutes away. At 10 years of age, she doesn't let her walk on her own. It's an interesting conversation sparked by a lady called Jackie, who contacted us over the weekend about something that she happened to put on social media. And she put a post on Facebook saying how proud she was of her daughter, that since Christmas she's now getting the bus to school on her own and she's all grown up and everything else. But she got lashed out of it for her Facebook post. Jeremy is here with messages coming in on text, on WhatsApp and on social media.
By the way, your school was quite far away from your house, wasn't it?
It was a 10-minute walk.
No, did you not go to Marion?
Oh, sorry, my secondary school.
So you were, what age were you when you joined Marion?
So I started at Marion College at 12, and I got the bus all the way from Ballybrack.
Yeah, and just to put that into perspective, for those of you who don't know, Adrian grew up in Ballybrack, which is it's on the outskirts of Bray there, and he went to school in Marion College, which is in Balls Bridge.
Yep.
So he went all the way from Ballybrack to Balls Bridge age of 11.
Yep.
How are you still with us? Are you okay?
I'm still here.
But did you have any incidents of...
Well, bar the bullying in school, no. I didn't have any incidents going to or from school. No, not at all.
Adrian needs to be a little more compassionate, says this message. The fact is that Ireland is a dangerous place for children nowadays. They are not safe alone. There's a lot of messages coming in about this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. People are saying that children are not safe travelling alone, okay? Mm. So let's see if we can find, in the last 5 years... Is there anybody listening to the show whose child was a victim of an attempted abduction because they went somewhere on their own? Okay? So let's go back 5 years. Let's see how big of an issue this actually is, okay? So we have thousands and thousands of people listening to this show at the moment, and we're simply looking for one parent to come on and tell us how their child was a victim of an attempted abduction in the last 5 years. Do you think we'll get that person? No.
No, I don't, no. I don't believe so. I think a lot of people have seen on Facebook about attempted abductions, but these I really don't believe that they're as real as people. Because my whole argument has always been on this. These child abductors, they're the most brutal child abductors ever because they never succeed. If I wanted to rob a child, I'd be able to rob a child. My point being...
Yeah, you could just drive into any estate in Dublin and pick one up. Yeah. It's simple. Well, we're putting it out there. We're throwing down the gauntlet. In the last 5 years, is there one parent listening to this show whose child became a victim of an attempted abduction? I have 3 kids, says this message. I'm a working mother of 3. My kids' school is about 20 minutes walk. I drop them in the morning, make sure other kids are there before heading to work. And my 11-year-old often asks me, will they be allowed to walk to school? And I've always asked back, what will you be doing? To me, it's just not safe for them to walk to school. That's 11 years of age. Now, you were 11.
Yeah.
You walked to school.
I walked to school from the age of about 6.
It's absolutely ridiculous. This is helicopter parenting. For those of you who don't know what helicopter parenting, by the way, is, this is the new term used for parents, millennial parents. These are the parents nowadays who basically hover over their kids and won't let their kids do anything. And Jackie says, this is helicopter parenting. I'm absolutely flabbergasted that parents will not give their kids the freedom that we had years ago. There were a lot more child abductors around years ago as there are now. We didn't even have a sex offenders register back then. Children are safer now than they were years ago.
And I actually believe that. I genuinely do. And we were talking
there was no social media 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's what's created all this hype about attempted child abductions.
No, but you are right. In my housing estate, the housing estate I grew up in, which was a fairly large housing estate, subsequently I discovered that there were three child molesters living in the housing estate I grew up in, and they completely went unnoticed because there was no Facebook, so there was no parents to be able to put up on Facebook and say Jimmy O'Brien in number 20 there is a child molester, and there was no sex offenders register, so these people were able to go under the radar. So of course it's safer nowadays. And finally, it's absolutely crazy what we're doing to children nowadays. They will have absolutely no independence.
Anne, you're on 98FM. How are you, Anne?
Hiya.
Good, Anne. What did you want to say?
There is too much social media around all this stuff with kids. And you look at kids today and they don't even come outside the door. You'd see them going to... I've three kids myself. One of them actually travelled from Ballymun to Kilbarrick every morning to school. She'd leave here at 7 o'clock, 7:15.
At what age?
She started at 10, it would have been.
Right, at 10. So from Ballymun to Kilbarrick, she got the bus direct, did she?
Oh, she did, yeah. I'd walk her to the bus stop. She'd get on the bus. Sure, all the busmen knew me as well. Then she'd arrive at my mother's house. My mother would ring me and go, she's here, grand, into school she'd go, no bother. But today, it's parents are to blame for all this. Kids are better off to be walked to school. At least they're getting fresh air in the morning, going into school instead of jumping out of a car. Sure, the parents are in their pyjamas in cars. They just throw them into the car, get them into school. They're sitting in heat all day as well, because the heating in them schools is diabolical. Then they're coming out and the mother's outside ready to collect them and straight back home. It's parents. If you're a kid, you're raising the kid. So you turn around and you say to the kid, there's your coat, your hat, your gloves, and up the road and walk the way we all done it. And there was people out there looking to take kids when we were all young. We just didn't hear about it because we'd know Facebook. Facebook is to blame. Half the people that actually...
When you say Facebook is to blame for creating hype...
Crap.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Cars on the road and people are out with their phones taking pictures of them. And they're probably innocent men and women.
In fact, I only had a guy on this programme a couple of months back who, for work, drives a white van and has had his bloody van photographed because people look at it suspiciously. Ridiculous.
It's sickening. See, it is. It's Facebook is to blame for everything on that. It's including in your house when you have it. Your kids are constantly sitting on, not just Facebook. I know they're online and stuff like that, playing games. But you look at 20 years ago back, where was kids? They weren't allowed to stay in the home. They were all thrown out at a certain time in the day, and they wouldn't be back in till you hear your mother calling you at the front door.
All right, stay there for one second. Okay, so you think we've become far too overprotective of our children?
Because of social media.
Okay, stay there.
I blame the whole lot on that.
You know, I do myself. And it's something I felt strongly about for a number of years, about all these and people blindly sharing these posts about attempted abductions and all that just because a white van was in your housing estate.
It's the same thing with why are kids obese today? It's because they're sitting in houses, eating at their screens, left there for, I can say it myself, my kids are the same. They just love sitting in front of the screen. You call them for their dinner, they want their dinner in front of them. Then they want to just sit there. That's all they do. They don't do anything else unless you grab them and actually throw them out to play the way we were made go out. The whole lot, obesity, kidnapping, everything.
Is all down to overprotective parenting.
That's what it is. They want the kids constantly in the house.
Okay, stay there for a second, Anne. Eddie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Eddie?
Morning, Adrian. You well?
Eddie, we're being ridiculously overprotective of our children.
Well, yeah, it's a society, I agree with that lady. We are being overprotective, but me personally, I don't have any kids, but I would say, would I let a 9-year-old go to school on her own? No.
Why not?
Well, the other day, Adrian, right, this is a point, I was driving past the school, right, and two kids stepped out in front of me with their hoods up in the rain on devices crossing the road. If I didn't slam on the brakes, they wouldn't be here today. Kids aren't switched on at that time of the morning. They're just, I'd be more worried about road safety than a bloody kidnapper, you know what I mean?
That'd be
more my worry.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's a reasonable worry. I can accept that, and it's the first. But it's not that the place is more dangerous, it's that they're...
Oh, no. That is down to social media. The last kid that was kidnapped was Philip Cairns in 87. That was over 30 years ago.
Mm.
You know what I mean? These are all just white van man stories that we hear, you know? Like you said, if I drive a white van, if I wanted to go out now and pick up a kid, I could get one in 10 seconds. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be hard. That's just all bullshit, and it is frightening people. But
but your reason for it is that they walk
it's more
out.
Road safety. They're just not switched on. They're half asleep. Half of them are going around like zombies with headphones on, crossing the road. Headphones on, can't hear traffic. You know what I mean? Or on a phone, walking down the road, not paying attention. That'd be more my worry.
And I can accept that. I think that's a reasonable worry. This is a message for Anne. Anne, lads, will you please tell that lady, that's you, Anne, that she's an absolute legend. Fair dues to her. Social media has shown us that people are morons when we become a mob. Her kids are lucky to have her. There you are, Anne. Her kids are lucky to have you. They mightn't say that, but...
No, he wouldn't.
Stay there for a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. Carl, you're on 98FM. Hi, Carl.
Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Carl. Grant, thank you.
I'd be off that sentiment as well, that it is actually the parents. They've done this over, as I said, through social media and talking, where you think, like... there's a gang of like Power Ranger paedophiles going around kidnapping children.
Mm.
Statistically, they're usually a relative, to be honest with you. But what they've done is they've made children now, say in the past, say 10, 15 years, that they've, one, they've no social skills, and two, they've no street smarts. Like, I have an 11-year-old stepson, and I wouldn't let him walk to school. And the reason for it is that he hasn't got street smarts. That's the only thing I'd be worried about. I wouldn't be worried about him being kidnapped or anything like that.
It becomes a vicious circle, though, doesn't it? That by not giving them a bit of leeway, in other words, this 9-year-old who's getting the bus to school on her own will probably be much more street smart than your stepson.
That would be correct, but even at that, I actually live in Balbriggan, so it would be a 20-minute walk. You'd have to walk through the whole town to get to a school, but you see what other kids are saying, even at the same age, even when they get to teenage years, you'll still see parents dropping their kids to school. Like, I have a big school across the road from me, Ardgillan, and you'll see parents dropping their teenage kids of 15 and 16. Now, you never see kids anymore, even at that age, even walking to school or cycling to school. So it seems to be just a new thing. I remember walking to school when I was in secondary school, and kind of when I was 10 or 11. Maybe not 9 or under. I think that's a bit kind of... I don't think they'd know too much, actually, at that age.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think they wouldn't able to know the difference between a bad person or someone who'd be ill towards them. Do you know what I mean, Adrian?
I know, but I think part of growing up is learning that sort of stuff. Tracy, let me just come back to you to wrap this up. And the argument that we are being far too overprotective of our children today. What do you say to that?
I think we can't be protective enough of our children. I think they're the most precious thing in our lives. And so what if I'm a bit overprotective? I mean, as I said earlier on, I'll actually text it in. This would be a completely different conversation if something had happened to that girl and her mother let her go on the bus at 9 years of age. If she had been raped or, you know, if she had hurt herself, if she fell down the stairs on the bus and split her face open. I mean,
let me ask you, Tracy. We're talking about your 10-year-old and the short. How long is the walk to school again? 5-10 minutes.
5 minutes.
Five minutes. What could possibly happen to your 10-year-old on that 5-minute walk?
Well, like, she went out one day and she fell and she ripped her leg open.
Sure, that could happen whether she's going to school or not.
I know, but I want to be there. I want to be there for her if that happens. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking about a man in a van abducting her. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I wasn't saying she would be abducted. You know, anything can happen. You know, and my little girl, she's two heart defects, and I will always mind her. Always, always, always.
Obviously, you'll always mind her. All parents will do that. But, yes.
Your
argument is, so what if I'm overprotective?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Tracy, thank you very much indeed for your call. Let me just read a couple more of your messages before we wrap this up. Guys, women can also be paedophiles. Can you please put that out for a bit of balance? Yeah, okay, if that's important to you. We've just done that.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring, and more. 98 FM.